It's on page Ayin Reish Beis, Simin Tov Ches. New Simin, new Halachos. Hilchos Eruvei Tchumen. It comes after page 542. Okay, so Din Anochas Ha'eruv V'Knias Hashvisa Boi Dalet Tzivim. So this is the Lula Hadama to the laws of Eruvei Tchumen. So we learned last few weeks about the laws of Tchum. One is not allowed to leave his Tchum. When Shabbos begins, we have a pasuk in the Torah, Yetze Ish Mimikoimoi. One is not allowed to leave his Tchum. Nothing to do with carrying. One may not walk more than 2,000 amos in each one of the four directions. Halacha L'maisa very lenient. You can draw a box and you gain an extra 800 amos in the corners when you draw the box around the 2,000 amos on all four sides. Now we're going to learn, let's say a person wants to travel more than 2,000 amos. Is there a solution? And the answer is yes. The solution is to make what's called a Ruvei Tchumen, to put at the boundary of one's original Tchum bread, for Mazon Shtei Sudos, and that will allow him to walk an additional 2,000 amos. And the truth is, you're not really gaining anything. You're not gaining 2,000 amos. You're just relocating your Mekoyim Shvisa. When Shabbos begins, you want to be at home in your bed, and you don't want to be waiting out in the field, Bein HaShemashos, so you can put your bread, Mazon Shtei Sudos, where you want to be Koyim Shvisa, provided it's less than 2,000 amos from where you are when Shabbos begins, and then it's as if you were Koyim Shvisa there, and from there you can walk 2,000 amos in each of the four directions. That means that from where you are when Shabbos begins, you can walk 4,000 amos, because you will be considered to be at the extreme opposite end of the Eiv. Yeah.
Can you do this multiple times?
What do you mean multiple times?
To another...
Every Shabbos?
No.
Several Tchumen.
No. Only one Tchum. No. Only one Tchum. No, you only can be in one place. One place at one time. No. There's only one Tchum. No. Wherever the bread is, that's where your shlis is. A person can get into a lot of trouble. Let me give you an example. A person puts his tchum, before Shabbos begins, he puts out the Mazon Shtei Sudos 3,000 amos away from where he is. And he says, I want to be koyin the shvisa where my bread is. And Shabbos begins. So where were you koyin the shvisa? 3,000 amos away. Where are you now? I'm here. I'm 3,000 amos from my bread. And that means when Shabbos has begun, I'm outside my tchum. I'm now not allowed to walk more than Dalet Amos. So you can ruin it for yourself. Normally, when Shabbos begins, you're given either by default, you get 2,000 Amos. No one's negative. So wherever you are, I'm over here, I'm over there. Wherever you are, you can walk. It's a nice amount of nice distance to travel. But if you make your tchum more than 2,000 Amos away from where you are, standing when Shabbos begins. You state, I want to be Koyin Shvisa there, so you Koyin Shvisa there. And where are you now? I'm outside the Tchum. Outside the Tchum, I can walk more than Dalet Amos. So you got to be careful. We'll see that in the Shulchan Aruch.
If you, two friends, you are going to do two Tchum, to be shared, one is going to...
No thing of sharing. Each person to his own. There's no sharing. The rules of Eruvei Tchum are very different than the rules of Eruvei Chatzeros. Let's begin. We'll see some of the halachas. So this is a very unique mechaber, unique halakha, because it begins with a Ramah. Normally, the Ramah was a supplement. The mechaber says something, and the Ramah came to supplement what the mechaber says. But over here, the Ramah added his halakha, his chiddush, before even we begin. Mutar la'ariv eruvei tchumen v'likna shvisa soifat tchum. U'lechein, therefore, me... Sheyotza mehu'ir b'erev Shabbos v'yiniach mozon shtei sudos. A person left the city before Shabbos and he put down on the ground mozon shtei sudos rochoik mehu'ir b'soichat tchum, at a distance of less than 2,000 amos away from the tchum, v'kova shevisos esham afal pi shechazar le'ir v'lon b'beis. So even though when Shabbos has begun, he is home. Doesn't matter. Nachshav oisa, we consider him ki ilu shavas b'makom sheniach boy hashtei sudos. We consider that he was koyin shvisa in the place where he deposited his two loaves of bread. V'ze hanikra eruvei tchumen, and that's called eruvei tchumen. V'yesh lo lachalich mimakom eruvei l'mochar al paimamo l'choruach, And therefore, that's where he was kind of shvitzah, and he can travel from that makom 2,000 amos in each, in all four directions. Now, let's, before we go further, let's try to see the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah, and he explains what, a little bit, some background, and what the Rambam is doing by giving a hakdama to the words of the Mechaber. L'chayre, there's no need for these words of the Rambam that precede the Mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Mutar. Let's see. Hainu.
What does it mean?
Plural?
In plural, why say?
So in many, each individual can make their own Eruvei Techum. If you could have a city of 500 people, everyone wants to travel somewhere else on Shabbos, so each one will put down their own separate Eruv. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar, Hainu. It's possible to travel in one direction 4,000 amos by putting food at 2,000 amos from where you're going to be present when Shabbos begins. That means you are now at the extreme end of the Yerutchum, and you can carry to your place of Shvisa plus another 2,000 amos further, so a grand total of 4,000 amos. B'sleif apayim amos, shu moim ben ha-shmoshas. V'alidei zeh, chashvin eloi, kilu hoysa shvisa sasham. V'yesho lahalcha apayim l'chol ruach l'mochif in the place, sahu. Now, here he comes to explain this mysterious Ramah. This is very unique. Trivia questions. Page 544. The first line of the Mishnah Berurah. This is like a trivia question. How many places in Shulchan Aruch does the Ramah begin before the Mechaber begins? There are a number of places, but Mishum de Mechaber Kosav L'Shoim Dieved. The Mechaber, if you would take the Mechaber literally, you would imply that it's not a Lechatchila to make for yourself a Ruvei Tchumen. That's how the Mechaber would appear to be read. In other words, if a person wants to travel in a certain direction on Shabbos, he would have to spend the beginning of Shabbos in the Mokom where he wants to be Koine Shvisa. This idea of going back home for Shabbos, being in your home for Shabbos, and relying upon the two loaves of bread 2,000 amos away from where you are, that's only a legal loophole, a bidyevet. That's nothing a person in the chatchila should do. So that's what we would have been misled to believe had we only focused on the words of the Mechaber. That's why it's necessary for the Ramah to give a hakdama. Don't make that mistake. Lechatchila, you can make an eruvei tchumen. That's the chiddush of the Ramah. That's what the Ramah is coming to point out. There's a limitation, and that's what we're going to learn later on. That you're only lechatchila allowed to make an eruv tchum only when you want to travel more than 2,000 amos in one direction for a mitzvah. But stam, you want to travel more than 2,000 amos because you want to go visit your neighbor for no purpose whatsoever but to shmooze. That's not a mitzvah, and that does not allow you to make an eruv tchum. Everyone agrees that b'diyev, if you did make an eruv not for the purpose of mitzvah, only for dvar rishus, even everyone agrees that b'diyev it is a kosher eruv. B'diyev afim eruv dvar rishus eruv eruv. Okay, let's go. Let's run. Let's see. Gimel. Let's jump down one line. Rachak mi'ev misochat chum. Even though from your home it's more than 2,000 amos, loy ichbas. On kevan shubesoich tchum uir, so the shut tchum uir ulafuke iminiach eruva yrochok meuir yosim alpaim ein eruva eruv shein yocholachas sham ben hashmashos miachashu chutz tchum uir. So really, the mechaber Mishmur just explaining in the words of the mechaber, that the Eruv has to be within 2,000 amos from the tchum of the city, not from your actual bias. In other words, if you live in a city and the city, let's say, is 10,000 amos, wide, so where does the tchum first begin? When you leave the city. So you can walk, without an Eruv tchum, you can walk 1,200 amos. You can walk, let's say you live in one end of the city, so you can walk the entire, without an Erev Tchumen, you can walk the entire width of the city, which is 10,000 amos, and then after you get to the wall of the city, then first begins the Tchum of the city, 2,000 amos. So you can walk on Shabbos without an Erev, 1,200 amos. Now when you make the Erev, you can walk 1,400 amos. So the point is, you put down the Eved, the boundary of 2,000 Amos from the Tchum of the city. Don't be misled to think that the only place where you can make an Eruv Tchumin is within 2,000 Amos of your actual residence. Because we're going to see that can be a little bit confusing. There are differences between your residence and the Tchum of the city. So the Mechaber says this very, 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 very. And the Mishnah brings out the words of the Chaber that this, that you can make an Eruvit Chumen, it works as a leniency. You can make the Eruvit Chumen as long as it's positioned within 2,000 Amos from the end of your Tchum of the city, which in our example would be at the end of 1,200 Amos from your home, which will allow you to travel on Shabbos 14,000 Amos. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Let's start from the third line. The third line from the top is V'zeh nikre eruvei tuchumin. V'yeh shloy lehalch mimokam eruvei l'mocher al paimamo l'chol ruach l'fichach. Therefore, now he explains some of the details. You have to remember the Mechaber is going to be very machmir. We have over here a very fundamental machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. When we learned the previous simonim, I always told you the halacha according to the Mechaber, because I didn't know the Ramah is chaylik. But now, when we'll see the Ramah, yeah, everything we learned before has to be redefined based upon what we're going to see soon in the Ramah. But let's go one step at a time. Lefich, therefore. When a person travels from the place of his Erev, tomorrow, 2,000 Amos, Kenegedu Ir, we only can travel until the end of his measurements. Now, what does that mean exactly? If the ear is absorbed within his measurements, the yashlin midasoi chutzala, and you will conclude. Then you conclude. He explains here an example of what these words mean exactly. A person put the Erev at a distance of 1,000 Amos from his home. On the east side, Nimsa, Mahalech Lemachar, you can walk tomorrow, Mimakoim Eruva, from the place of your Eruv, Alpayim Amol Mizrach. Right? So you put the Eruv on, give an example. We have over here on the table, here is the city, okay? The green is the city. And the person lives, let's say, right smack in the city. And let's make believe for right now. He put the Erev over here. Okay, where my pencil is. Here is the Erev. So here is where he's kind of shvisa. So when Shabbos begins, he can walk from where the pencil is 2,000 amos forward. Also, you can walk going backwards 2,000 amos going this way. Elef shemimino Erev ad besoy. The Aleph, Amo mi beisoi besoichu ir. But the Einoi mahalech the ear ella at soif ho Aleph, you only can walk in the ear until the end of the Aleph, period. Vimhoya mi beisoi at soif ho ir pochos me Aleph, afilu am achash nimses midosoi kolso chutzlu ir, te choshev hamedino kulu karba amois. V'halechutzula t'shameos v'tishim v'sheish amot tashlom alpaim. You can walk 996. In other words, like this: if you have over here your eruv, and from your eruv to the city is exactly 1,000 amos, and then in the city into the middle of the city is another 1,000 amos. According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to walk more than. Up more than halfway through the city. Since you were kind of shvisa over here, you were kind of shvisa in this location, you can walk from this location 2,000 amos in all four directions. Which means you can walk, and how much is it back to your city? It's 1,000 amos to the wall of the city, and another 1,000 amos until your home. We do not consider the entire city to be one big Dalet Amos to allow you to walk the entire width and length of the city. Since you were Koine Shlisa 1,000 Amos away from the city, and the 2,000 Amos end in the middle of the city, that's where you have to stop, in the middle of the city. You're not allowed to walk one Amma more to the right side of the city. Okay, that's forbidden. However, the only exception is, let's say the entire city is 900 and the entire city is 1,000 Amos. 1,001 Amos, whatever the case is. So you're kind of shvis over here. You're allowed to walk 1,000 Amos here. And then if you count another 1,000 Amos, you're one Amma outside the city. Or he has or the numbers are. Since your 2,000 Amos span overlaps the entire city, then we will reduce the entire city into Dalet Amos. So you could then travel outside the city another 1,000 Amos. Let's review. You kind of shvisa over here. You can walk 2,000 Amos this way, this way, this way, and this way. But when you go this way, you encounter your city. So if the 1,000 Amos ends in the middle of the city, according to the Mechaber, that's where you have to stop. But if your 1,000 Amos ends after the city is over, it completely overflows the city, you pass over the city, then we consider the entire city just Dalet Amos. So you have 1,000 Amos. This entire 1,000 Amos has been reduced to Dalet Amos. And now you can carry another 996 Amos. You gain. This is according to the Mechaber. We're going to learn soon the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that if your 1,000 Amos ends anywhere in the middle of the city, automatically the entire city is considered Dalet Amos, and you can continue at the end of the city another 996 Amos. It's a very fundamental machlokes between the Mechaber and the Mechaber. Let's review very quickly one more time. You have here the city. The person lives in the city. He lives in the middle of the city. He's kind of shlisa 1,000 Amos outside the city. Where you kind of shlisa ben hashmashos, that's where the air works. You go 2,000 Amos all four directions. Now you want, now let's go closer towards the city. If the 1,000, you have 1,000 to the city, and now we count the second one to 1,000. If that second 1,000 Amos ends in the middle of the city, at any point in the middle of the city, according to the Mechaber, that's where you have to stop. You're not allowed to walk one more Amma further in that direction. The Mechaber does say, but if that 1,000 Amos overspans the city, then we can automatically take the entire city and condense it into a lomdish Dalet Amos, and then the whole city is only 4 Amos, and you can go an additional 996 Amos, according to the Mechaber. The Ramah is lenient. The Ramah says if your second 1,000 Amos ends in the middle of the city, automatically the entire city is considered Dalet Amos, and then you have an additional 996 Amos. Okay? What's the problem? No, it's good. Everything is good. Okay, let's read this again one more time. Let's read this
again. To Ramah,
well, yeah,
we should go 1,000 Ammah from the other side of the city.
Okay, let's see. Let's read the words inside. I want to do it one more time. Let's read everything together one shot, now that we have the basic idea. And let's read it inside. Let me find a good place to start over again. Let's start from Lefichach. Okay, let's start from Lefichach, the four lines from the top. One more time. Lefichach, therefore, based upon the principles that we have laid out, when tomorrow you want to travel 2,000 Amos from the place of Yukon Shvisa, Al Paim Amos Kenegon Ir, Einoi Mahalech Buir, Elo Ad Sof Midaso. Wherever the Erev was positioned, was deposited, you can walk exactly 2,000 Amos until that number stops. But let's say the 2,000 Amos end. When you come to the end of 2,000 Amos, you have already surpassed the city. then you get a bonus. Then techoshei for ir kula ki arba amos. We then consider the entire city to be 4 amos. The yashlun midas echutzala, and you'll now get a bonus. You'll be just make. We'll condense the city to 2 4 amos and pick up from there. Keta. Let's give an example. Harei sheniach eseruvoi berichok 1,000 amos mi beisoi shaboir leruach mizrach. A person put down his eruv 1,000 amos on the east side of the city. Nimsa mahalich l'machem l'machem eruvoi 2,000 amos l'mizrach. So if we can walk the next day at 2,000 amos to the mizrach, an additional 2,000 amos. And then what about going ma'ariv? What about going backwards? Umahalech mimakom eruvoi 2,000 amos l'ma'ariv. You can go 2,000 amos backwards. But when you go 2,000 amos backwards, you're going to come back home. You're going to come to the place where you've rested. Elef shem mimin ho eruv ad beso. You'll have 1,000 amos from where you put the eruv until where your home is. The elef ama mi beso besocho ir, further within the city. The Einoi Mahalech Bo'ir, but when you get to the end of that 2,000 Amos, you're somewhere in the middle of the city. The Einoi Mahalech Bo'ir, Ela Ad Soif, Elf, until the end of that 1,000 Amos. The Yim Ahoya Mi Beisli Ad Soif, Bo'ir, Pachos Mi Elef. If now that additional 1,000 Amos takes you outside of the city, Afilu Ama Achas, Shinimseis Midosai Kolso Chutzlier, the total 2,000 Amos has come to an end after you've already left the city. Now you get a bonus. Techoshev Hamedino Kula, the entire city will be considered Kula Kearba Amos. It was one Adal Amos. V'yahalech chutzolah, and now the whole city is only 4 amos, so you'll get a bonus of an additional 996 amos. V'yahalech chutzolah tisha meos tishin v'sheish, 996 amos. Tashlom halpayim, to make up for the missing 1,000 amos. Lefichach, therefore, im hiniach eruva birichok alpayim amos mi beisoi shebeir. Let's say a person puts his Erev 2,000 Amos away from his bayis. Hifsid es kol ho'ir. So now he's stuck. If he's exactly two, let's say he is from his bayis, and he puts him exactly 2,000 Amos. So he lives on the edge of the city, and he puts his Erev exactly 2,000 Amos away. So that's it. That's, he can't go. He can only go 2,000 amos backwards, which takes him to his home. He's not allowed to walk even one step in the other direction of the city. Point. That's the halach of the mechaber. Hagah. Along comes Rama v'Yeshayim. Rama, I disagree. Diafilu kolsa midosai be'emetzah ho'ir mahalech b'cholu ir kula. So the Rama is lenient. The Rama says, if the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, you can walk the entire width and length of the city, but he's not so generous, avaloi chutzalah, but you can't walk outside. So I made a mistake when I told you and explained, you don't get the bonus automatically. Mm-hmm. You don't get the bonus. The only time you get the bonus, according to everyone, is only if your 2,000 amos end after the city is over. But if the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, the only difference between the Mechaber and the Rama is, according to the Mechaber, you have to stop where the Erev ends, and according to the Rama, you can walk the entire city, but not more than the entire city. Because once you're in the city, that's considered part of the city. Okay, is that clear? So this is the only difference between the Mechaber and the Rama. Yeah, you put the Erev, let's say, outside the city. Let's say, for example, 1,000 amos outside the city. Now you work your way backwards towards the city. Where do the 2,000 amos end? If the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, according to the Mechaber, you have to stop right there. You're not allowed to walk even one more amah in the city past where your 2,000 amos end. According to the Rama, if the 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, you're given a bonus, you can walk the entire city. What happens if the 2,000 amos end after the city is already over? According to everyone, then we condense the entire city into a virtual Dalet Amos, and then you can continue where you left off the additional amount that's missing. Then the Rama continues, V'im kol sa midasa b'sayfu ir. Let's say the midah ends at the very end of the city. Afagav da dain ibor ibor lefneu ir. The Rama just points out that what is called a city? So this goes back to what we learned a little bit before. What is a city technically is not just the city. It also includes the Ibor, 70 and 2/3 of an Amma. Outside the city, the Tchum, according to the Ramah L'Shitasa, this is the Ramah is really asking upon himself. The Ramah holds, the Tchum of the city does not begin until you leave the city at a distance of 70 and 2/3 of an Amma. So that you have the city, and then you have the bonus of 70, and then it first begins the tchum of 2,000 amas. So the Ramah is asking, we have a leniency, that if your 2,000 amos end outside the city, we then condense the entire city into dalet amos, and we continue the cheshvin from where we left off. Does that mean the 2,000 amos must end after the ibur, after the 70 amos? Or can we be lenient and say that if the 2,000 amos end after the wall of the city, even though we're still within the ibur of the city, it's already good enough to condense the city? So the Ramah says you can be lenient. Even though I hold normally the ibur is bamish part of the city, and the tchum does not begin until you leave the ibur, but for this halach of giving you the bonus of condensing the city to dalet amos, even if the tchum ends after the city wall is over, we can condense the city into dalet amos. We can be lenient. The ibur, v'im kol sog midasa b'soifo ir avagav v'adayin ibur lufneu ir kol ir arkar amos. The lawyer mirin ibur ir shal ir ki ir lahachne. A very important principle. We don't say this concept. The ibur is like the city to be machne. Kol mokam now we new halacha. Kol mokam shmiyach ha'er b'tchom yesh la'apayim l'chol ruach asa le'lchul tzafen l'darim rak neged roichav ha'mokam shekona b'y shvisa. Wherever the Erev is, you only can go 2,000 amos directly in all four directions. Now, now what does this mean? He explains. V'im ein el rakar ba'amos, k'goyin, sh'ein ha'er b'rishos ha'yachid, it's not in rishos ha'yachid, also leil ha'chol ruach alpayim rak b'rechav arba amos of im zov v'yoseyam. K'dil el b'simin shin tzadiches sebeis. In other words, what he's trying to point out, according to Mishnah Berurah, is like this. Let's say you put the Erev in a very narrow building. Okay, like this. Let's say you're in a building like this. Okay, it's a very narrow building. Like this. And you put the Erev inside the building. So where does your tchum, the 2,000 amos, start? On the walls of the building. On the walls of the enclosure of a very narrow city. So you can walk 2,000 amos here, and 2,000 amos there. And where does the 2,000 amos start? Over here and over here. Now that means you're going to get a very big bonus, because since it's very narrow, we're going to square out. We're going to square out the large corners. So we'll call this Tzofin and this Doraim, and this will be Mizrach, and this is Marv. So here, let's just see what he says over here. Let's read those words. The Ramah again, the Mishnah Berurah explains. He explains a very big chiddush. The point of here is one more time. It's three lines down. Kol Mokom Sheniach Eruv Eruv Tchumin. Now, what is the chiddush trying to make? Let's see, Yudal and Tesvav. Yudal, Litzafan Ludam, Vuhua Din Luchol Ruach, Mishul Maskonas, the Ram Shusef Hagah, Hiskusav Darum, Tesvav, Neged Ruachav Hamokom, Rotzaloima. This means as follows. Im Hoya Babayis Oibir. Let's say you were koine shvisa in a bias or in a city. Or avshi yoiser gedoyla, it's very, very large. Noistim lo alpayim l'chol ruach neged ruachav hamokam ahu. The achar kach, and afterwards, moisifin loy gam kein zovi yoseyem l'malos sheyehei kitav l'mrubas. Should be a square. The masha kosav ramo, the im zovi yoseyem kudul el, Gam al zekoy avalo yoiser. Okay, let's go further in the Ramah. The main rak arba amos kagoyin sheino er b'rishos ayochid also lelein chol ruach al paim rak b'ruach va arba amos im zov yoseim kila el simon shin tzadiches sebab. So, but if there was, it all depends. The rules of walking 2,000 amos all depend on squaring out the place that you are koyin shvisa. Next, go further in the Ramah. If the number ends soifo ir at the end of the city, the chula ke'arba amoisav mutar leilich kol rochba, you can walk the entire width V'yesh loy alpayim chutz le'ir letzafayin uledarayim. Now, what does this mean exactly? It's a little bit complicated. Let me try to explain the outside, and then we'll try to figure out the words inside. This is a little bit complicated, and there's a little Rambam, but I'll do it very quickly. Here's the point. Look at this case. You start off, you have an Erev over here. Okay? You make your Erev over here. This location. Let's do a little bit closer. Make your Erev over here. Here is where the Erev is, okay? Here's where you put the Erev. Here is the city. The city is very, very long. It's a very long city. 2,000 amos ends over here. Okay? Where this tissue box ends is the end of my 2,000 amos tzofin. I have four directions. Tzofin, Darayim, Mizrach, Ma'ariv. I'm kind of Shvisa here. If I would want to travel north, how far could I go? I can't go further than the end of this Tisha B'Av. If I want to go south, I can't go very far. I want to go east. Gzuntet, go east. I go east. Now, when I go east, let's make believe when I go east, the 2,000 amos end at the outside of the city, for argument's sake. After I finish the city, that means the entire city has now been absorbed as Dalet Amos. So you know what that means? Since the entire city is Dalet Amos, not only is the width Dalet Amos, even the length. So even though normally I couldn't go Tzofin, I couldn't go more than the end of this tissue box, being that now I can go into the city, and once I'm in the city, I can go the entire city, I can even go all the way to the Tzofin, so I'm getting a bonus. That bonus of going Tzofin technically can possibly even give me a bonus over here, past where the tissue box is. That's what it literally says in the words of the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah says we don't accept that halacha. That we don't paskel like, because that's too much of a chiddush. Let's just try to read the very just.
In every direction.
You do.
But the case you just gave now,
you get extra.
I'm restricted. To the end of the tissue box.
Right. But look what's happening. But you also there's a principle, you're also allowed to square out. You're allowed to square out your tchum. Am I allowed to go into the city? Yes, because I'm within 2,000 amos. Now if I go into the city, the whole city becomes Dalet Amos. And the city's north is far surpasses the north of the tissue box.
Right.
And the tissue box in length is within my 2,000 amos. So I want now to square out the area that is north of the tissue box, because it's.
But I should be able to walk 2,000
plus.
Right. Well, that's the question. I mean, what do you mean?
Plus.
In the city itself.
Where you squared it out.
Yeah. The city. That's right.
I can now walk 2,000 on this
walk. No. That's the end of your 2,000 amos. That's the end of your 2,000 amos. You can't walk
the
more than.
The city is bigger than 2,000. So this space.
Okay, no, we'll do this. It's very late, so we'll take time to do this. We'll take at least 10 minutes. So we'll do this tomorrow. We'll stop here. We'll take a little break.